Welcome to the RD2B podcast. Each week, we sit down with a different registered dietitian nutritionist to showcase the diversity of opportunity in the dietetics profession. Our aim is to dismantle the notion that there is a traditional career path. I'm Carl Barnes, the registered dietitian behind the scenes of RD2B.
And I am Jenna Warnock, the RD2B host. Our RD guests share their stories, career paths, and advice to help students like us succeed in the profession. Welcome back to another week of the RD2B podcast. I'm your host, Jenna, and we're super excited to feature not only yet another supervised practice program, but featuring another VA dietetic internship program, just because, you know, they offer so many different options, great option with the stipends, and just they're spread all over the country, so you can like take your pick and see which ones you like for you. So this week in particular, we're sitting down with Miss Angela Franklin. She's the director of the VA St. Louis Healthcare System Dietetic Internship. And so, Angela, thank you so much for joining us and talking about your program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course, yeah. And so the first question that we kind of want to get started off with is, what led you to your position as being the director of this program?
Sure. So I have been a dietitian for over 24 years now, and my practice was primarily in wellness and inpatient care, or should I say clinical care. I spent the first maybe half of my career with a private hospital working in an ICU, inpatient oncology, telemetry, doing a little bit of outpatient care in terms of cardiac rehab. Then I came to the VA about 14 years ago and worked in home-based primary care and one of our outpatient clinics. Throughout my entire career, I've had the opportunity to work with interns. As a preceptor initially, then once I came to the VA, I had the opportunity to become more involved with our internship since we have one specifically assigned to us. I became involved by working on our committee, our selection committee, who interviews potential candidates. I had the opportunity to serve on our curriculum committee, which consistently reviews updates that may need to be made to our curriculum to make sure that we're providing what is best for our interns. I have taught didactic classes, and I've just always really enjoyed working with interns. I find it a way to give back to our profession, but more importantly, it's something that just kind of builds a little bit of enthusiasm for my career and for our field. As I mentioned, being a dietitian for a long time, sometimes you get a little, you know, maybe worn out or whatnot. But when you get to work with interns who are so excited to start their career, it just wears off on you. So it's always been a fun part of my job. It also has always been a learning experience. I think sometimes I learn as much from our interns as maybe is what they learn from me. So I've just always liked that part of my job. And last fall, our internship director retired, and I had the opportunity to work in this position for a few months, just kind of covering after she left. And then when the opportunity came to apply for it, it really was a no-brainer. I was enjoying what I was doing while I was detailed into the position, and I knew I'd like to spend, you know, the next part of my career being more focused on the interns and our future practitioners.
Yeah, and that's awesome how it's like, you know, you started with just a great foundation overall as a dietitian on the field and experience, and then you added being a preceptor and then having that student connection, and then it's slowly just evolving into all the way up to now just being program director of a VA dietetic internship, which is really great, where you're able to inspire students, but they also inspire you as well, which is really, really great. And one thing that I really did want to touch that I think in terms of, and we actually talked about this before the recording, where Ascend and just dietetics as a general is always evolving and always just changing, you know, the different direction of, especially becoming a registered dietitian, the kind of requirements and things like that. And so a common thing is that a lot of programs are kind of tapping into that online distance, like stay where you are format to kind of like increase accessibility, affordability, and things like that. And so given that change in model and that your dietetic internship is remaining on site, How does your program ensure its affordability? And I mean, I'm sure the stipend with the VA is going to be sprinkled in there, but you know, just kind of you ensure that interns can remain secured while doing the program while it's still an on-site program.
Sure. Well, first, we have both a combined master's program, and then we also accept students who already have their master's. So the majority of our students are on that master's dietetic internship route. We partner with the University of Alabama, and the first year of classes there are online. So you do have that flexibility to stay where you are, live where you want, potentially even, you know, continue working, earning a salary. And regardless of where you are, you receive in-state tuition. And so it's a very affordable master's program, which we all know is a requirement now. And even comparing their in-state tuition to maybe another in-state tuition in another university in a different state, University of Alabama's program is incredibly affordable. It is then the next year that you have to come here to St. Louis to live and to work in our supervised practice. Over that 10-month time period, you receive a stipend of a little over $25,000 a year, which I realize is not a huge salary. However, as opposed to paying for your supervised practice and paying for that internship, you're actually getting paid. And that's not going to happen in every internship program. So that stipend is a huge benefit. In addition, we really work hard to keep those costs at a minimum. Students, interns, when they're working with us, they get a lot of tools and resources that are going to be helpful to them as they get through the rotations. For example, you're furnished with a VA laptop to use for all your rotations, projects, even your own schoolwork. You are given free lab coats to wear and utilize while you're here with the VA. We have incredible library resources that are all online with access to numerous textbooks, manuals, journals, anything that you could use or need for your research. And again, that you have access to that, whether it be for the master's classes that you're attending or for to help support your rotations and your projects in the internship. You have free access to the nutrition care manual and the ENCPT. So again, resources that you don't have to purchase. We don't really require textbooks, other supplies. We will make some suggestions on some things that you may want to have, but we, again, not something that's required. So costs of the program are really at a minimum. Interns are also introduced to one another, you know, that year previous before classes or while they're working on their classes. And leading to that often leads to interns opting to share resources and, you know, share living expenses. This year we have three interns who are all renting a townhouse here in St. Louis together. And certainly having that roommate is a great way to cut back on costs. In addition to that, St. Louis has a lower cost of living than a lot of other cities our size. They also have a lot of great free entertainment options because we all know that we need that stress relief during our internship. And so those types of things can be available at low cost, or like I said, a lot of options are free. And so we really, again, try to promote that accessibility in terms of what St. Louis and our cost of living and what you can have kind of given to you while you're doing the internship. In addition to that, to being paid, you are actually considered a employee of the VA. And so you have the option to buy into health insurance at the cost of an employee for students who need to do that. And so it's typically a cheaper option than trying to buy it outside of employment. In addition, students receive annual leave, sick leave, so paid time off as needed. Because things are going to happen sometimes during that internship. Students also have access to our employee assistance program. So when they're feeling overly stressed or feel that they need to get in touch with some other resources, we try to make those things available for them. In regards to following through with a supervised practice that's on site, that may not be right in your hometown or whatnot, I think there's still a lot of benefits to doing the traditional supervised practice compared to some of the other options that are now available. One of the biggest things I see is that camaraderie that's between the interns. The support that you get from your fellow interns who are doing the same thing step by step as you can be priceless. I mean, it's a huge benefit. Because our healthcare system is integrated, you spend the majority of your time during this internship in our facilities. We cover everything from acute care to rehab to extended care services, home care services, outpatient, even health promotion. And so you're in one facility the majority of your internship. And so that kind of takes a little bit of that stress off because you're not having to go out and look for your rotations. You're not having to adjust to a whole new system every 2, 3, 4 weeks. And so that can be a little bit of a stress reducer. So I really still see those big advantages, despite the fact that it's not always as convenient as some of the other options, but we certainly try to support our interns, financially and, in terms of those resources that they're going to need during their internship.
Yeah. And when I tell you that, like, the amount of, just benefits and financial, people are worried about having to move for the internship and maybe the costs from that, you definitely alleviated a lot of stressors and worries that I'm sure a lot of prospective interns or prospective applicants are having about your program, which is so great, whether it was from those three interns that are sharing a living space, them being able to apply for that health insurance if they don't have that, the stipend, the support that they get by being a VA employee, and also the stress elimination. And I'm so glad that you also touched on, yes, while, for some people, they need that flexibility of a distance program, having that on-site, if you have the opportunity and the option to do on-site, it's a whole lot more robust, you can get a more robust experience, you can get great exposure.
I think so, for sure. Nothing replaces that hands-on in that facility with your preceptor there with you. And I'm not saying that you can't learn in other environments, but this really is a strong environment to learn in and prepare you for your exam, because that's the ultimate goal, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And actually, just kind of segueing into, and I'm glad that you mentioned the types of rotations that the interns do experience in your program, but kind of to dive a little bit deeper and really just highlight what makes the St. Louis VA Dietetic Internship the VA St. Louis Dietetic Internship. Mm-hmm. Can you explain, and you did touch on it a little bit, but kind of more in depth about the rotations that those interns are exposed to that they might not get at other internship locations and programs?
Sure. I would say probably one internship that separates us from internships outside of the VA. Several VAs have this rotation, but that's with our home-based primary care team. And interns year after year love this rotation. What they do is with their preceptors, they kind of take the show on the road. A home-based primary care is a primary care team that goes into the patient's home. And so it really gives students and dietitians alike that opportunity to get to know your patients in a different way. It's more intimate. Therefore, you're able to really hone in on what those individual patients need. And it's such a neat experience to have that opportunity to see where your patients live, to actually use things from their pantry when you're trying to do education. It gives you an incredible eye-opening experience to the role that environment can play on one's overall health, and in particular, their nutritional health. It gives a unique look at health disparities in which, our interns can really see how that environment may play a role in that, and how we as dietitians and practitioners can help adjust that and help these patients improve upon their health despite some of those limitations. Another unique rotation that our interns will have the opportunity to participate in is our spinal cord injury and disorder rotation. That is a 2-week rotation. We have one of 25 spinal cord injury and dysfunction centers within the VA here in St. Louis. And so it can pull patients from a whole section here in the Midwest. And it's really a unique opportunity for students to see the nutritional needs of this specialized population and how changes in body composition and metabolism, changes in activity level, barriers to meal prep, and how that can impact their nutritional status, overall health. And you're not going to necessarily see that in a private hospital or even one of the other VA facilities. Some other unique rotations would be that our interns spend up 2 weeks with our mental health dietitian. There they get to work with our inpatient psychiatric wards. They work with our substance abuse program and our homeless veterans population. So that is something that tends to be a little unique to really, again, hone in on those special needs of people with certain diagnoses that you may not be exposed to in other internships. Our health promotions and disease prevention rotation. In this rotation, interns spend 2 weeks teaching weight loss classes with our dietitians. They're also exposed to other healthy living messages such as smoking cessation and stress management. And so again, seeing that continuum of care from prevention to those more acute rotations when they're inpatient. On top of experiences and rotations, a couple of interesting things that we get to do is our interns all take a few weeks being involved with our health literacy committee. And so they really kind of hone in on what it means to develop education materials for a population. And a really exciting field trip that interns tend to love year after year is we go to the state capitol. We talk to legislators and kind of advocate for issues impacting our profession. And so that's a really fun day just to see how that legislator works and then also to be able to give back even as an intern to our profession. So there's some rotations that I would say are unique to the VA and some that are unique specifically to the St. Louis VA.
Yeah, and I think honestly, the home-based primary care and just, you know, kind of this like having the mental health component and having the legislator component, I think it's great tying it all together where like it helps build empathy, it helps build understanding of the patients and actually like knowing what they're going through and on a more deeper level so that you can help them on a more deeper level, which is really great. And then just with what you mentioning at the legislators at the and be like, I saw this patient with this issue, or just kind of like tying everything together and really making a great experience out of those super unique rotations. And it sounds like with those really great, robust, like, you know, rotation experiences, they get a really great, you know, learning and educational environment that I bet. And you did mention like the other ways that you support your interns in that regard, but were there any other ways or things that you do with your interns throughout the duration of the program that is a way of offering support to them? And because you did mention like mental health or if they need to talk to someone, but if there's just anything else that you might have not mentioned about providing support for your interns.
I think one thing that stands out with our program is that because we only accept a class of at most 6 students, we are able to really focus on each intern individually. All of their rotations are going to be, with the exception of one, in which they do as a team, and that's more administrative and food service, but all of their other rotations, they are one-on-one with their preceptor. So their preceptor can spend the length of their rotation with them just focused on what that intern needs. And it doesn't have to bring in what other students and other interns are working on. So really that one-on-one attention from your from your preceptor. Our preceptors take pride in their role, and you know, no one is hired at the VA not knowing that this is going to be part of their job. They know we're a teaching hospital, and so they choose that ultimately to take a job with us, and they're a really dedicated staff. And so I think that that is a great way to show support of our interns. Also, my job and my role is solely dedicated to the dietetic internship. I do not have any other set responsibilities, patient coverage, or whatnot. And so I can really dedicate my time to working with these interns one-on-one in situations where they need some extra help or some extra guidance. It is, again, my sole job to help them be successful. So having that attention from the director can also be advantageous. You know, we are giving constant feedback. Interns are evaluated at every rotation. We are completely transparent with our evaluations. Interns always have the option to meet with me to discuss kind of where they are in competencies, where they need to get before graduation. And so I think that constant constructive feedback and complete transparency can be advantageous for someone as they're working through this program. I'm trying to think, in addition to the rotations, we do have Monday didactic classes, which we will talk about different topics to help support interns in their learning process. For example, because we're at the beginning of our internship year, we have preceptors from each of our rotations come sometime on those Monday classes before interns start those rotations to kind of give them an introduction to what to expect. So interns are not entering these rotations blindly. We have virtual modules to help support them as they're preparing and going through each and every rotation. Those modules are updated on an annual basis, so we know that it is a, you know, very current information that is out there. And, you know, as we get later in the year, those didactic classes kind of shift to assisting interns with their future. We spend classes working with them on interviewing skills, resume writing, job search, salary negotiation. That's a big one, right? We all want to make the most. And so we spend some time really helping to support them as they start to look for those careers. And then we also spend several of those Mondays really focused on exam preparation and study tips and tools and how we can make that the most efficient and pass that exam the first time around.
Yeah, awesome. And it's so great to hear that, like, you know, you mentioned, you know, financial support, and then it's like you mentioned on during the rotation support, but then you just keep on talking about, you know, didactic coursework support. And so it's great how they're getting support from all different angles and all different aspects of the internship, which is really great. And one thing that I did want to ask, especially regarding, you know, the patient population, and they do get a very diverse experience regarding MNT exposure in the different disease states, but there is the common population of the veteran population where it's, you know, middle-aged, typically predominantly male. And in terms of, you know, just demographic population, it's not saying that's all, but it is saying that, like, I've heard from other program directors that, you know, that is a common demographic. And so to ensure that the intern has a well-rounded experience in that regard, more so in like population exposure, how do you ensure that they do get that throughout your internship?
Well, one thing is, I would say, is the veteran population is anything but common. This is, you know, a great population to work with. You know, our interns are primarily exposed to adults. So somebody who is interested in pediatrics, this is not going to be the program for them. They're not going to get what they want out of it. But if you're looking to spend, you know, the majority of your career, your interest is working in the adult population, we have a wide variety of those patients. There's kind of, you know, people think about veterans, and they do. They think about middle-aged men, right? But one thing that has certainly changed over the years is not just who is going into the military, but who, when they come out of the military, is using the VA for their healthcare benefits. And so where I do feel that we used to see more of those middle-aged men, we are now seeing patients from their early 20s to their late 90s. We have men and women alike. Yes, more men than women, but students are, they are exposed to, you know, females patients in this rotation, in this population. I would say that our population is one of the most fun, grateful group of patients that I've ever had the privilege of being able to work with throughout my career. Now, we do have some community rotations where I said you spend most of your time within the VA. We do take the opportunity to get outside of the VA and to see some other types of patients. Our interns spend about 5 weeks in the community, and that's where they're going to get some different exposures. They will have the opportunity to see some pediatric patients while working in a local community health center. There, they'll see patients from primary care, and they will work within the WIC program there as well. We also have a three-week rotation with some of our local agencies that are focused more on food insecurity. And so that's a good opportunity, again, to work with a population of various ages. You have the opportunity to work with people one-on-one, and then also to do a lot of teaching when it comes to classes in those situations. So there's certainly that exposure to some non-veteran population. But yes, the majority of your time is going to be working with veterans. And since we are such a large medical center and we encompass a wide area, you are going to see patients who live in urban settings, patients who live in rural settings. You know, our patients have a wide variety when it comes to economic resources. I have worked with very well-to-do patients. I have worked with patients who are certainly struggling. So you are going to see some variety in terms of the types of patients that you're seeing even within the medical center.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because I brought that question up just because of what I've heard with peers and stuff, just about their perception of VA dietetic internships. But I always like to ask that question with program directors, because, you know, I not even 10 times out of 10, they say it's anything but, you know, that's not the right word, but, you know, just it's very not just centered on one population. You still get a very diverse and like great coverage as to exposure to not just disease states, but again, like socioeconomic backgrounds or just upbringings. And it's just so much more than just what you might see or have just a preconceived notion about, which is really great. And one thing, and I'm glad that you touched about it, which is just kind of going back to the layout of the internship program, especially with the didactic coursework, how you focus on, you know, the beginning of it, it's kind of a little preview into the rotations, but then, you know, later into the program, you focus on actually, okay, prepping for the transition out for the RD exam, for job interviews and things like that. And so where have you seen your interns typically go after their experience with the dietetic internship?
I would say, you know, we have had graduates that go anywhere. You know, some of our interns have gone into inpatient care, outpatient care, wellness, sales, business opportunities, private practice, that sort of thing. But I would say that a large amount of our students do end up coming back to work for the VA, and that is awesome. We love to train our own, you know, our own practitioners. And so we love to see that. In fact, last year, over half of my graduating class had job offers within a VA before they finished the internship. And so that's, you know, that's a proud moment. So we really, really like to see that. We have several, you know, past internships from our own program here in St. Louis. But like I said, they can go anywhere, you know, across the country. You know, and to be honest, you know, that's That's a huge benefit for us, but it's also, I think, a pretty big benefit for our interns as well. When you see, you know, when they are interviewing patient, you know, possible candidates for a job, I think it's always nice to see that people are already familiar with some of the procedures and with our computerized charting and those sorts of things. And for the interns, I think it can really be a benefit because the VA hires more dietitians than any other organization across the country. In addition to our benefits and our pay tends to be much better than the private sector. I know that, you know, starting salaries can vary across the country, but the most, you know, most dietitians within the first 5 years of their career in the VA system are earning more than dietitians who have 20 years of experience in the private sector. So that can be, you know, just to have that opportunity, I think can be pretty awesome for our interns. I know as an internship director, come, you know, spring, even, you know, kind of January, even February, you know, I start to really start to promote those VA job openings and other job openings that I'm aware of, you know, to our interns. We want to help them be successful. We want to help them get hired right out of the internship and get that best job that they can.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's great how you, not only do you know, just set them up for success, but it's like, for some of them, the internship is their job interview, just their long mm-hmm. extended job interview for yes. them to like get a VA position right out of the gate at the end of it. And so, you know, you really just put a lot of great reasons why a student would want to apply to become a prospective intern to your program with the VA. But, you know, with what you mentioned, if someone hears, oh, you accept a max of a class size of 6, they might see that as a little daunting, a little intimidating mm-hmm. and be like, oh, I won't have it. You know, like a lot of like nutrition students just like to beat themselves down and be like, oh, it's not even worth applying. Why even mm-hmm. try anyways? But just so that they kind of get a good idea of what the application might look like on your end, do you have like, because I mean, I know that we're in a pretty transitional state, but regarding the number of applicants you guys get and then kind of what made those, the ones that you did accept, stand out for your selection process?
I would say, like most programs in recent years, we have certainly seen a decline in the number of applicants to our programs. We could have anywhere of, you know, somewhere in the 20s, all the way up to 120 applicants. But more recently, year after year, we consistently have fewer than 50 applicants. And so that makes things seem a little more competitive or less competitive. So that's a good thing. But still, we do take a look at each and individual candidate to see if they're going to be a good fit for us. And what I would say makes a student stand out is someone who is interested in working with our patient population and looking at our internship and our rotations and our projects and what we have going on and making sure that that matches up with your career goals. And you can really make that known during your personal statement that you're going to send. You know, we want to accept students who are going to thrive and enjoy and want to be here because we know we can help them be successful. So when an applicant has a well-written professional letter, when they demonstrate knowledge of our program, they can tie in their interest in medical nutrition therapy, leadership, advocacy, maybe even their interest in working with veterans, their interest in working perhaps in federal service. We know that we can offer them what they want. And so we know it's going to be a good fit. It's not just about grades. It's not just about past work experiences. We do look at those things, but again, we want to make sure that this is a good fit for you. We want to make sure that we're going to, you know, meet your expectations and that your interests are going to help you thrive in our program. So I think that that's kind of, you know, the biggest place. Really take your time when you're writing that letter and think about making that match, you know, clear that you are interested in being in the VA.
Oh, yeah. And without a doubt, and it almost makes sense as to why DICAST calls it a match in terms of getting, you know, matched with a dietetic internship is because, you know, we hear that thrown around so much, but the match really is you fit with the internship and the internship fits with you. It's like a very much, it's a very much mutual thing. And I feel like a lot of students get caught up and bogged down at the fact of I have to have the best background as possible. I have to have the best experience possible to be worthy of this internship when really, yes, you know, it's like experience is important to a degree, but you also have to look ahead of, you have to think ahead and see where your future aligns with the internship, not just your past experiences aligning with the internship. And I mean, of course, just in, you know, students get super stressed. They focus very, you know, very hard on certain things, which I mean, it's great to be goal oriented like that, but it's also great to take that step back and be like, the internship wants what's best for me. And sometimes, you know, that just requires seeing if you're trying to force yourself into it or if you're actually naturally like feeling aligned to the program, which is really just a, you know, it's a very good reminder that we always want to remind students, especially during the stressful time of applying for internships. But yeah, it's really great how you highlighted that. And also just that misconception of like how, you know, how competitive it is to apply for a VA dietetic internship, because I've heard time and time again from directors where they're just like, if you're interested, please apply, because they want those interested interns. Yeah. And they don't want just the sake of you feeling like you can't apply to stop you from applying to the program. But yeah, thank you. Yeah. Just for mentioning that and highlighting that, which is really great. And so we covered, you know, we covered a lot of just great, specific, unique aspects of your program with the VA, where students go afterwards, their overall experience with the program, which is really great. But regarding just, because we know that the listeners, the most common listeners are ones that are looking to apply to programs, and we are in that like preparation phase right now, looking at different programs. But so for you as a director, and you did touch on it, you know, with the personal statements and such, but what advice would you give students interested in applying to either your program or any VA program?
Well, just like you said, you know, I would encourage a student who is interested just to go for it. I know that I've heard from current and past students, you know, that there's this misconception that VA dietetic internships are impossible to get, just like there are misconceptions about the VA on every aspect. Sometimes it can be pretty competitive. Sometimes it's a little less competitive. But the thing is that applying for an internship is competitive regardless, right? And so I would encourage you to focus on your goals. And if you feel that our program is going to meet what you are wanting to get out of the internship, the best thing you can do is just apply. Block out that noise from your classmates, even block out that noise, you know, from your advisors, you know, just go ahead and do it. Do not shy away from your goals because you're afraid that you're not going to get that particular internship. Again, you know, this process is stressful enough where you are, you know, going to be second guessing yourself. I can tell you, if you are interested in the VA program, if you're interested in our program here in St. Louis, we're going to be interested in you. So you are going to have that option to be considered. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying. Just apply. Again, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, because we do have the stipend that nobody gets it. Well, I can tell you what, six people get it every year. So somebody's going to get it and it might as well be you. So I would encourage anybody to apply.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to highlight just what you said with closing out that noise, because that just bogs, I know for a fact that bogs just so many people down. And just reiterating the fact of, if you feel drawn to something and you feel connected to something, but every, you know, but then you have people in your life or anything telling you like, no, you can't do that, that's not possible, or things like that. Just if you feel a calling, absolutely go for it and like make that jump. And you like literally the motivational, like you can do it type of thing, which is really great. And so thank you so much, Angela, for talking about the VA St. Louis Healthcare System Dietetic Internship. And the one last thing that I do want to note is I looked on your website and you guys have an open house happening in December on December 22nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And yes, and just wanted to direct, if like you're more interested in this program and you want to learn more about it, you know, get to meet Angela and just, I bet you just more information about the program, feel free to RSVP for that, and we'll have all the information in the show notes as well. But thank you so much, Angela, for featuring your program and just showing all of the great aspects and great wisdom that you have about your awesome program. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I love to have the opportunity to talk about our program. I'm really excited about it. So I appreciate this opportunity and would definitely encourage people to reach out. I'm happy to field questions, whether it be by phone, online, you know, through email, or even on-site visits. If you want to come and check us out, feel free to check out our internship page, our webpage, and, you know, my contact information is on there, and I'm always open to conversation.